Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1370. In the writing, it's shir number 522. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are trying to finish up the halachas of washing one's hands, when you have to wash one's hands, and in reference to, we spoke about Negelwasser, and we've been talking about the various different other actions which, when one does, they have to wash their hands, whether it's three times or one times in conjunction with Nikias, or so on. So, interesting to note, after attending a funeral, Rachman al-Salam, somebody goes to a funeral, a levaya, one is required to wash their hands at least one time. There are some authorities who are more stringent and rule that one should wash their hands three times. In other words, for the Ruach Ra, you wash three times because of the fact that there's Ruach Ra, when attending a levaya. A funeral. According to some authorities, the hands must be washed even, again, according to some opinions, the hands must be washed even if one was not within four amas of the dead body itself, of the urn, that one was not within, four amas of that. In other words, what am I trying to say? In general, the halachas, when one comes within four amas of a cemetery where somebody's buried, there's certain halachas that are much stricter. But over here by a levaya, according to some authorities, even if one did not come within four amas, just being at the levaya itself would cause one to wash their hands, would be cause a need to wash their hands. Other opinions are more lenient and do not require washing in such cases. If a person came within four amas, then yeah, because you're coming within four amas of a dead body, then for sure you have to wash your hands. But there are some opinions that are more lenient that do not require the washing in such cases. In other words, if the person never came within the four amas of the dead body of the aron, according to those opinions, one would not wash their hands. Who would not have to wash their hands? When having to wash their hands, in general, when having to wash one's hands, when coming back from a levaya, one should be careful to do so before entering a building. After the funeral, we spoke about this last year. In general, one goes to the cemetery, one goes to a levaya, one should be careful to wash their hands as much as possible before entering a building. We did talk about last year. There are certain opinions I want to say possibly by a public place, it's a little bit easier, but as much as possible, one should be careful to have water brought out to them. Usually at the cemetery itself, you have outside, you have either running water, or you have like a hose type of a thing where there's water, and usually with a cup, and one could go ahead and wash the hands. There are, like we said last year also, there are various different minhagim as far as drying the hands. Some do, some don't. Some do dry the hands, some don't dry the hands, various different minhagim. Some put the cup down. So again, everybody should follow their own minhag when it comes to coming back from a levaya or leaving a cemetery or so on in reference to washing one's hands, and take it from there. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.